So the one thing I always fear about working on radio is that I am going to swear. Wait, Sikla, press the button.
The button is on.
There we go. That's the one. No, you go off. I got the headphones on. You don't. That's why I know you're off. That I'm going to swear on air. And especially because I can be, I'm quite influenced.
Yeah.
I give into peer pressure.
Okay.
And luckily, there is a nice environment here at East Coast Radio.
Yes.
Not healthy. Many people swear.
Happy.
Healthy, happy, great. But I find it too much. Like, I want to clutch my imaginary pearls when someone is completely obscene. Every word is a B word, yeah. An F word. Ooh, name all the words. I just can't. But I've had my moments. I've had my moments in traffic where I just want to unleash all these obscenities. But I just feel like work is not the place to do it. I also feel uncomfortable if you've ever been to a live concert and then the musician starts swearing. And I'm just like, but why? For who?
Yeah.
Don't. Yeah. It's but, unnecessary.
But Vic, like, for some people, it's like an emphasis of emotion. And they want to get it out there and then. You don't want to bottle it up.
I mean, I suppose, and they do say that swearing like a sailor is an indication of your intelligence. It means you're quite intelligent if you swear a lot.
I must be very intelligent.
Yeah, you're unleashing all these emotions. So you're not against people swearing at work?
No, I don't mind. You know, sometimes at work, because we spend most of our time here, and sometimes you get frustrated and you just need to let it out and not hold it in. The last thing you want to do is take up all that pent up frustration. You're taking it home with you. Now you're playing this argument 10 times in your head. No, just let it go there and then and get over it.
No, Sikla, it makes me feel awkward and uncomfortable. I'm just like, did I do something wrong? Why is this person so angry? How do I respond? And like, I just don't want to be in an environment where people swear.
Okay.
It makes me uncomfortable. And then, like I say, I'm quite influenced. And then maybe I will now drop a bomb on air. And then, ooh, Vic's no longer on the afternoons on East Coast Radio.
Imagine the tragedy.
Whew, the tragedy. I wouldn't be able to live with myself. So Sikla says he's cool with it. The other day we were talking about this and he's like, I don't mind. And then sometimes Sikla throws a couple of bombs there in my ear when we're on air. And I'm like, oh, Sikla, you know I could say it on air. Please don't. And I have to constantly check with him. Did I say something wrong?
Yes.
And also, I understand though, because sometimes you need to unleash these obscenities when you're under pressure, when you're stressed, when something goes wrong. We want to hear from you. I invite you to share your opinion on this. Our WhatsApp line is 0617929495. I said that without looking at the number.
Yay!
2 weeks in and I'm remembering it. Yes. What's the question we're asking?
We're asking people if they think swearing at work is okay or if it's an absolute no-no. No-go zone, no-go area.
I'm saying it's a no-go area. I'm even saying, like, try and avoid swearing at all costs, like, even in your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Someone here was a friend of mine was saying that her aunt is teaching her child how to swear. And they think it's hilarious, and it's not.
No.
All right, so let's go back to the music. Let us know, is it okay to swear or not at work? And we are talking obscenities, swearing at work. Turns out, why am I doing that? Okay, so it turns out, bad language boosts performance. We know this. I've seen sportsmen do it all the time on the field. Even at work. And apparently in bed, ooh, not that kind of show. And according to research, studies show swearing helps us endure pain for around 50% longer. Explains why you do it when you stub your toe. That means stamina is boosted during sport and work, and stress can be coped with better. The study says that also 90% of us swear about 14 times a day. I was telling you one of my biggest fears here at East Coast Radio is swearing on air. Ever, actually, just working on radio. It's always been a fear of mine. And it kind of is uncomfortable when you work with people who swear. So we ask you to keep those voice notes clean, ha? 0617929495 to tell us, is it okay to swear at work or not? And, of course, we played along as always, and we love it. And somehow, the thing that I used to play the WhatsApps just froze. So it's coming back up in the next few. But, yes. And I was listening to some of them off air, and it was quite hilarious to hear what you guys think about swearing on air.
Hey Vic, hope you're good. It's Krusha speaking. So about the swearing thing at work, I definitely think it's a no-no. Firstly, I think swearing is very unprofessional if you do it at work. And I feel, especially if you're in a certain position like management or something, and if you have to swear, I think the people beneath you will just, you know, not respect professional at all times, especially at work. Well, in terms of if you at home with your family, friends, then it's fine if you swear. I'm guilty of that. I try not to swear, but it just comes out. So yeah, at work it's a definite no-no. Thank you.
While it eases the pain by 50%, yeah, you know, you got to lead by example.
Hi Vic, it's Coops. I think it's very disrespectful to swear at your workplace, so it's a no-go for me. Thanks, guys.
Hi, it's Audrey here. Talking about swearing at work.
And you sound like you swear, Audrey.
I swear all the time.
Yes, I knew it.
But it depends how you swear. And it's not, don't go around swearing at people. If you just saying the word because of the job, yeah. And if you're just talking, because I can just talk and I almost hate it.
Keep it clean.
It actually depends who you swear. I mean, not who you swear, I mean how you swear. There's a way to swear.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
Hi East Coast, about swearing at work, as being a fellow sailor, I do think that swearing at work will be frowned upon and I wouldn't be comfortable. It's just that swearing sometimes is different for different people, you know. It's one thing if I'm talking to you and I'm sweating and talking because I'm frustrated as another person, but then what happens if we have a disagreement at work and then I swear you? That, I think that's where things will get a bit blurred. Also, I think just professionally as well, swearing isn't a bit, doesn't reflect well on a person in a professional environment. When you're at home and you're venting about your day or venting about that idiot that didn't use his indicators or just cut in front of you, yeah, that's fine. But no, swearing, no, not for work. Thank you. Bye.
All right. So it depends on the company you're in. So you could probably swear, not swear at work, but at home in your personal life, it's okay. Okay, I get that. For me, it's still an absolute no-no.
Clutching my pearls.
Hello and welcome. My name is Vic Naidu. We asked you on 0617929495 to let us in on your opinion about swearing at work. Turns out it makes me very uncomfortable. And there's a couple of interesting stats about this. Bad language boosts your performance at work, in sport, and even in the bedroom. Yeah, doesn't it? I'm not surprised. And I asked you, is it cool to swear at work or not?
Hi, East Coast, Jabu here. I'm a mechanic, and if I don't swear here at the workshop, then I'm doing something wrong. So yeah, like, swearing helps. Yeah, like, yesterday I nearly chopped off my finger with the grinder.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I swore.
Of course.
And I still have my finger.
Of course. I mean, also, swearing helps you endure pain for around 50% longer. And who has not dropped an F-bomb when you've hit your toe on the corner of a couch?
Hi there. We had a policy at work.
Uh-huh.
It still stands. I think it's a very good policy. If it's your business, or if you, the management, or the owner, I think you can set the rules. Our policy at work was FIFO, and it stands for fit in or F off. So that just tells you how our office was. Swearing's not that bad. It's depends on how you take it up. I agree, don't swear at somebody, but if you're saying something and you've put a swear word in your sentence, it's 10 times more descriptive than saying just having an ordinary sentence. It definitely tries to put out exactly what you're trying to say to somebody.
As you
have
said,
a great day.
Thank you, you too. As you said, even said the alphabet F, I clutched my imaginary pulse.
How's the East Coast? Our manager, she just swears us left, right, and center. I wish someone can tell her that it's not right, man. Thank you.
All right, thank you for letting us know. It turns out that I think it's an even split. Producer Sitle will be happy to hear that 50% of us are okay with swearing at work.
Vic Naidu, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m., East Coast Radio.